Genre. Folk tales are stories or legends that are told over and over from one generation to the next. As you read, imagine that someone is sitting next to you, telling you the story. Question of the week. What are the rewards of helping others? A Dancing Crane. Retold by Jenna Briggs Fish. Illustrated by Ricardo Figueroa. Far away in China, many centuries ago, the great scholar and immortal Lu Dongbin was roaming the country, as he often did. Such free and easy wandering was a popular behavior among Lu Dongbin and the other deities, collectively known as the Eight Immortals, or Sacred Ones. However, Lu's meanderings were not without purpose. As he traveled across the country, admiring the beauty of both mountain and gorge, he did not get distracted from his true quest, to seek out an individual in need of help who proved to be of kind heart and mind. Since becoming an immortal, Lu Dongbin's benevolent character was well known throughout the mortal world. He was intent on rewarding those individuals he considered virtuous. As luck would have it, one of his wanderings led him to the town of Hanyang. On arriving, he decided to disguise himself to conceal his identity. Past experiences had taught him that it was harder to perceive the true nature of someone's character if he presented himself as an immortal. Too often people are eager to show their kindness and generosity when it is obvious that they will get something in return. Lu Dongbin was keen to see who would show the same such kindness if he appeared dressed in poor man's rags instead of his splendid scholarly gowns. This way, he could test if someone really was of a good heart. So, it was like this, dressed as a beggar, that Lu Dongbin began his search of some deserving soul in need of his help. That day, Lu Dongbin walked all over town, but he failed to come across anyone he considered honest and needy. By the time dusk fell, he was hungry and tired, so he decided to try the nearest restaurant. As he walked in, everyone turned and stared at him. The look of disgust on their faces was unmistakable. The two men at the nearest table exchanged disapproving glances and shook their heads. It was all too obvious they disliked the thought of having to share their dining experience with someone so poor. As Lu Dongbin moved towards an empty table, the server looked uncomfortable and disappeared. Within seconds, the owner appeared fuming. He stormed over to Lu Dongbin. "How dare you come into my restaurant?" he growled. "This is a place for decent folk, not for the likes of you." "I was just hoping for something to eat," Lu Dongbin asked hopefully. "You've got some cheek coming in here, beggar." "There's nothing here for you, old man. Now be on your way before you tarnish my good name. I wouldn't want my customers to think I welcome people like you in here now, would I?" As Lu walked towards the door, he could hear the other customers whispering, "Just look at his clothes. Did he really think he'd get dinner for free? How absurd! He ought to go back to the streets where he belongs. Good riddance." They were just as bad as the owner. "If only they knew who I really was, then they'd be sorry," Lu Dongbin thought angrily. Who would be doing the begging then? At the second place, he could feel the hostility in the air. He had barely got a foot through the door when a man shouted, "If you can't pay your way, don't even bother coming in." He tried a few more restaurants in the center of the town, but each time he encountered the same rudeness and was quickly turned away. Lu was astonished and asked himself how people could be so unfeeling, so unsympathetic. Surely there had to be someone in this town who really deserved him as a benefactor. By now, Lu Dongbin was tired of being treated as an inferior. His body ached, and he was desperately hungry. After being rejected from what felt like all the restaurants in town, Lu Dongbin finally found himself on the outskirts of town. He was about to give up hope when he heard a flapping sound. He looked up and saw a banner waving in the wind. In the dark, he could just make out the words, "Shin Family Restaurant." "This might be my last chance," he thought, and with a deep breath, he went in. The greeting that awaited him inside was unlike anything he had experienced in other restaurants. Lu was pleasantly surprised. Here, he was warmly welcomed by a middle-aged man who led him to a table. This man seemed to ignore his poor clothes. He offered Liu Dongbin a pot of hot tea and handed him a menu. At first, Liu Dongbin wondered whether this generous welcome was a kind of trick. But when he looked into the man's eyes, he saw no sign of mocking. The man then introduced himself as Xin Shi and said he ran the restaurant together with his wife and children. Liu studied the menu, but looked embarrassed when his eyes fell on the prices. "I'm sorry. You are very kind, but I have to tell you, I have no money at all," he confessed. "Perhaps you will accept this coat in exchange for some noodle soup?" And he held out his shabby, dirty coat. "I'll hear nothing of the sort," said Xin Shi, as he gestured to Liu Dongbin to take back his coat. He ordered a server to bring some food and encouraged Liu Dongbin to eat. Liu Dongbin felt he had to ask, so he said, "Do you not see my clothes? Can you not see I'm a poor beggar? Why do you then treat me as if I weren't?" Xin Shi smiled compassionately and said, "We do not know what the future holds. Today, I am a restaurant owner, but tomorrow, I may be living on the streets like you. I like to believe that if I were, someone may be kind enough to offer me food and shelter too. Man needs to look after his fellow man." Liu Dongbin nodded in agreement while he drank his soup. Silently, though, he was thinking that he may have found someone with a kind heart at last. Over the next few months, Liu Dongbin begged on the streets of Hanyang during the day, and every evening he returned to the Xin family restaurant. He discovered he could always count on Xin Shi and his family to give him a warm meal and a place to stay each night. Liu ate and stayed with the Xin family for half a year without paying a penny. Xin Shi and his family, however, never showed any resentment. In fact, whenever Liu apologized and insisted on repaying the family for their kindness, Xin Shi would simply tell him not to worry. "I know you'll pay me back when you can," he reassured him. "There's no hurry." What impressed Liu Dongbin was there was never any sign of annoyance or impatience in Xin Shi's voice. He obviously meant it. It did occur to Liu Dongbin that Xin Shi might have realized that he was an immortal. For a moment, he thought that might be the reason behind his generosity. But these thoughts soon disappeared when Liu noticed that he was not the only beggar Xin Shi was helping. The distribution of food of Xin Shi Restaurant was equally generous with every single poor customer that appeared at his door, and they were treated with the same consideration he had shown Liu Dongbin. It was hardly surprising that the restaurant was not making any money, thought Liu Dongbin. During his time with the Xin family, Liu Dongbin discovered another reason for the restaurant's lack of profits. Located on the outskirts of the town, the only diners were travelers, like himself, with little to spend. Sadly, despite the decent food and all the family's hard work, Xin Shi was barely making ends meet with his restaurant. Liu Dongbin smiled to himself. He was now content that he had finally found the person in need he had been looking for. The time had come to reward such a kind heart. The next evening, Liu Dongbin invited Xin Shi to sit with him. As they shared a cup of tea, one of many Chinese traditions, Liu Dongbin asked Xin Shi why he thought the restaurant was not making money. Liu Dongbin was keen to see if the owner had any business sense. "It's the location," Xin Shi replied sadly. "My family and I took over the restaurant only a year ago. We hoped it would do well, since it is so close to the beautiful Yangtze River, but we found it hard to attract customers. It turns out it's too far from the town center." "Well, it's time for me to repay what I owe you after all these months," declared Liu Dongbin. Now, I've told you. There's no hurry," Xin Shi reassured him. "I know you're in no position to repay me right now. I understand. I am happy to help." "No, it is time to repay you in full for all your hospitality," insisted Liu Dongbin, and he asked a server to bring him some pen and ink. Although he thought it strange, the server did as he was asked. Then, both he and Xin Shi watched as Liu Dongbin proceeded to dip the pen in the ink and draw on the wall facing the entrance. Xin Shi and the server looked at each other, bewildered as Liu Dongbin busied himself with his drawing. When, Finally, he stepped back. They could see that Lu Dongbin had inked the figure of an elegant crane on the wall. The bird had an arched neck. Its wings were outstretched behind him, and one of its legs was raised as if it were about to dance. Before Xin Shi could say anything, Lu Dongbin handed him a flute. "Every time you play that flute, the crane will leap off the wall and dance for you," he said. Feeling a little doubtful, but overwhelmed with curiosity, Xin Shi put the flute to his lips and began to play. Suddenly, just as Lu Dongbin predicted, the painted crane came to life. It stretched its neck and turned its head towards the sound of the flute. Then, it flapped its wings, bent its legs, and jumped off the wall and onto the floor. Xin Shi couldn't believe his eyes. There, in the middle of the restaurant, the elegant bird began to dance most beautifully. It was a wonder to watch. At Lu Dongbin's suggestion, Xin Shi played the flute again. All watched, as this time, the crane stopped dancing. Next, it obediently hopped back onto the wall, where it finally returned to its painted form once again. Xin Shi was speechless. "I hope this dancing crane will bring more people to your restaurant and help make it a success." "Let Xin Shi and his dancing crane be the talk of the town," cried Lu Dongbin. His words brought tears to Xin Shi's eyes. "This dancing crane will make you rich," Lu Dongbin continued. "Let it be enough to repay you for all the kindness you have shown a poor beggar." Xin Shi desperately wanted to express his gratitude, but before he could, Lu Dongbin had vanished into thin air. It did not take long for the Xin family restaurant to become famous for its dancing crane, just as Lu Dongbin had predicted. There was a procession of people who flocked to the restaurant from miles around to see the crane's miraculous performance. From then on, many returned again and again and were eager to recommend it for the delicious food and friendly service. Xin Shi became a wealthy man. Even so, he remained as kind and giving as always. He still welcomed the poor and needy with food and respect. It was clear that in Xin Shi, Lu Dongbin certainly had uncovered a heart of gold. After a time, Lu Dongbin paid an unexpected visit to the Xin family restaurant. Everyone was delighted to see him, but no one more than Xin Shi. He bowed and invited Lu Dongbin to dine with them. Lu Dongbin politely declined, but seemed pleased that the restaurant was doing so well. "Now that your restaurant is such a success, can I guess that you no longer need the dancing crane?" he said to Xin Shi. "No, you're right," Xin Shi replied. "That crane has been working so hard that it's only fair it gets a well-deserved break." Just then, Lu Dongbin took out another flute from a pocket in a wide sleeve of his pao robe. He began to play a captivating melody. All those in the restaurant could not help but stop and listen. All of a sudden, the crane stepped away from the wall and moved slowly towards Lu Dongbin. Once the graceful bird was in front of him, he stopped playing and climbed onto its back. Then, the crane spread his wings and flew through an open window. Xin Shi and his family watched as Lu Dongbin and the crane disappeared into the night sky. Xin Shi and his family never saw Lu Dongbin again, but it seems that the immortal and his magical gift were never forgotten. Today, Hangyan is part of the city of Wuhan, but tourists can still find a pavilion on top of a hill at the Yangtze River. Legend has it that Xin Shi built the pavilion after his encounter with Lu Dongbin and dedicated it to him and his dancing crane. Lu Dongbin's kindness also lives on in the well-known Chinese proverb, "Dog bites Lu Dongbin," which refers to an inability to repay kindness with evil. In other words, it's not possible to treat someone badly if they have been kind to you. In this tale, Lu Dongbin certainly repaid Xin Shi's kindness with his own.